song is called Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Dara. It's written by Radha Mohan Das in Sanskrit. The mood is very sweet. The gopis are speaking to one another that Krishna has agreed to come as Gauranga. There's a long purport to the song that I've not included like this. And the meaning is pretty much simplified by reading the English. So I read that first and then you continue. Sakhe, which means my friend, that most magnanimous Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has appeared as the rising sun to dispel the darkness of this age, Kali. His brilliant golden complexion shames the bright luster of gold, and his beauty defeats the pride of Cupid. His curly black hair is decorated with a garland made of malati flowers, and bumblebees fly around them. His beautiful moon-like face is decorated with tilak, and his dressing enchants the whole world. His sweet smile delivers all embodied souls from the mire of material existence by generating in them greed for love of God. He displays unique ecstatic symptoms. Should be, I think, his hankering, or he hankering to relish. He hankering to relish the unparalleled pastimes of the great munificent Sri Gauranga, who distributes mercy in the form of Naam Prem to the supremely fortunate Nishkinchana souls. Nishkinchana here says, those whose possession is love of Krishna. Nishkinchana. The fallen and foolish Radha Mohana, who is the author, sings in the mood of great distress. We'll sing this beautiful song. There's one friend of mine in Radhakund. At his place I learned this song. So from then on, he taught me this song with a promise that I should continue singing it. So. Okay. The third line, or rather the second, every second line, so to speak, it goes a little bit, and then comes back. So. Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Mudaram Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Mudaram Sakhe
Thank you. लोभे ततानो भेता Shaam, bika thita gada.